Quickly, take the opportunity first to thank the Bani Shalom for being with us to come again, and quickly apologize for the last two times which I had to cancel, once due to a sickness and second to a simcha. I had engaged for my son, I had to go to him, so I have my apologies. Nothing personal for the Shalom. And thank you again for coming again. So the topic, Golus and Geula. I'm sure many of you think that this is something like, say we're speaking about Yiddishkeit, speaking about the void of Hashem. There's really anything you'll say, you can talk, you won't go off the topic. So, what can you say about Golus Geula? It's a very broad subject, but accept the challenge, and I'm certain that after we speak about Hashem, is about the Sefer Dishmaya. So I'll ask you, what's the best topic for what we spoke about? I hope you'll all say Golus and Geula. So let's go back to the beginning. And we have Golus Mitzrayim, and we know that Golus Mitzrayim was the source, was the root of all the Golias. We'll go back to the beginning, Mamash to the beginning. There's oil in which it's early in the room as well. Go back to Avraham Avinu, the Bishman Abasora. The Pasuk, it says, Yodaya teida v'yemel Avram Yodaya teida ki geyer zarecho v'eretz v'elohem v'avodum v'inu oysom abam e'ishono. That is the geyrus, the shibur, the inui of 400 years. The gamas ha'goyash avoy yudon anoichi v'achri ken yitzu v'chush gadol, that's the yitzia from the golos, even to the minute details of the chush gadol. So I think it's safe if we say like this, that I think there's an accepted understanding that there's a difference between Golus Mitzrayim and all the other Golis. And the fact that although all the other Golis you find also in Bris HaOlam were already put in, programmed into the world, Choshech, Toyu, Voyu, like you know Chazal, it says in Chazal. But nevertheless, it depended on another factor, which is totally B'chiris Adam. It had to do with Klal Yisrael themselves. If Klal Yisrael was sin, Chas V'Shalom, as you know that Taka happened, then there will be a Golus. But if Klal Yisrael will hold the high level of Ruchniyot and hold themselves like the Ribbono Shel Olam expected from them, there would not be a Golus. On the other hand, Golus Mitzrayim, it seems that it was previous time, but it had nothing to do with really the choices of people to follow. Although the Ramban in Lech Lecha does point to a certain chisoron by Avraham Avinu, when Avraham Avinu went down to Mitzrayim when there was a rov, a very sharp philosophy in Ramban says, Chet, Gogol, Kotter, Mishgoga. So this is the term that me learning to Ramban, only Ramban can say such a thing. So Ramban does point the finger to a certain lacking. We call it a lacking in the expectations of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Hashem and Avraham Avinu that caused the Bur'an, the Golus Mitzrayim also. But I think even in Ramban, it was Midi K'neged Mido, all you really would need is to get you Zerachah Be'etz Le'ilehem. That's what Avraham Avinu did. He went down to Mitzrayim when he should have had Amun as Ramban said. So, the Geirus, the fact that they had to go down to Mitzrayim. But we'll see there's three parts in this passage. Ki get you Zerachah, then it's Vavodum Vinu Oysam, the Shibud, and the Inu Oysam. Vavodum and Inu Oysam, with the Inu. And in history of the Golus Mitzrayim, we try to find that also, because we know that Abama Ishono, Rashi makes the whole calculation, in Talmud Mekoymes, in the Chazal, that the Maisa, the Golus wasn't 400 years, they were not in Mitzrayim for 400 years, it was 210, to Minu Redu Shono. So how does this work out? The state in Chazal, that Geir Zarecho Be'etz Le'ilohem. The Geir starts from Zarecho when Yitzchak Avinu was born. And I think it's a Choshev Arachayim HaKodesh here in Parshat Lech Lecha, which explains something which could be many have this question. Where was the Geir? What does it mean Geir Zarecho? Where did Yitzchak go if he was somewhere and he was sent out to be a Geir? He was exiled to somewhere. Yitzchak Avinu was born, whether it was in Beersheba, in Shebel, wherever we are, that's where he lived. So where is the queen Geir Zarecho? So Chaim is Medayik, it should have said Zarecho Yeger. Why is it Geir Zarecho? So the Shinui HaLoshon of Pasuk is teaching us Hazor HaChan HaKodesh that Hashem is telling him, Avraham Avinu, you are also a ger. Since he didn't, Maknani Oz Ba'oretz, as we know, Avraham Avinu didn't have really any rights to himself at that point. He was also a ger. So he's just saying, ger yezarecha, your descendants will continue this status of a ger the same as you. No, it won't be mechadish a new ger. It will be mechadish a new ger, yezarecha, he a ger, which means at one point, your descendants will have to go and be ger. No. Ger yezarecha is pointing out that they will continue the ger you're in, and this will go on until the period when gamas ha'zoyis and vizem mechol will go out, etc. That's down the manuj with the orachan, because I'm saying, how is this fulfilling that nevuah ger yezarecha from Yitzchak? It wasn't real gerus. Yes, it was gerus. They didn't have their own land, their own place where they can call the Israeli that they owned. So that was the Mikurim of Ger Zerecho. But in the Pasuk, we find there's three parts. We see in the Fosh, the Maral points this out, and other three specific parts. There's the Geirus, there's the Shibud, and there's the Inui. And instead in history, we find it also because the Geirus started from Yitzchak. The Abdus, we know, started only, call Oichikotin, any of the Shvatim were alive, there was no Abdus, there's no Shibud. And the Inui, what you call Inui in the Maise, it's the Chayis, the last 86 years. When the time Miriam was born, and we know Miriam was Russian Mar, was bitter, that's when the Inui started. Not only Shibud, but the Inui. Man, I know you say this is Loisam, that Kabbalah Chazal was the last 86 years when Miriam was born. So it was three Chalokim. It was the Shibud, it was the Geirus, the Shibud, and the Inui. So, how did this work out? Why was it that the Shibud, the Geirus was so much years, 186 comes out, and the Shibud was for so and so years, and the Inui. What did this depend on? Let's try to understand. So, that's first. And also, if we accept, like we said, accept the understanding that Goros Mitzrayim was something which wasn't really all because of an aveira of sins, they had to go to Goros, they were punished, sent out of the land. And it was something else. So we learned that it was a preparation. It was the Kura Bazel, like the Apostle says in Zvon, was the Kura Bazel that prepared Kongresol for the future. So let's try to understand, what was this preparing them from? Godless, you can understand, is a punishment, and all other Goliaths. But how was Godless in China preparation? What was it going to prepare Kongresol, and how was it going to prepare Kongresol? So, I saw in some form, I haven't seen so many, but if we understand it as a preparation, so we have to accept that the Chochmati is Baruch Hayim Tzoyfi, where he knows exactly what he wants from Klal Yisrael, what he's demanding from Klal Yisrael. So he understood that to prepare Klal Yisrael, wherever this Hachana will be, it'll take this much years as a Ger, and then we'll have to go to the second level and put him in a Shibud, and then even this last level, which the last 86 years, so this preparation has to be 86 years. He understood, he knows how he's cooking, what cake he's baking here, and you know how many ingredients, how much sugar to put in, how much salt, and how much spices to put in. Now, I saw many take on like that. I want to focus on a different akuda here, which I think is a for me was a dawn of chudish, and we'll see. Misyata d'shmai. Start on the thesis. We're learning now in Yeshiva Barvasa, Yishneichin. So it's an interesting thesis. In thesis, in that Kufchot Aleph, the first Dvorah, we're talking about Mesa Midbar, he said a short sentence which helped me, and then I did some research and I found it. Other unfortunately say the same thing. So it's a Chazal, a Medish. He says, "Bezei Aloshin, Hochi Nami Achkon Bedilug Kates Zochu Ki Gei Yezarecho Mi Yitzchok Lo Yizochu VaAvodum VeInu Oisa VeChulei." That's kind of the same thing. Megiel in your name. So Chayy State VaChidish. Peace is touching up. Although it says in the Pasuk, Yigei Yezarecho Be'er Tzolehem, and it says, Avod Devino Oysom, so there's a schedule here, a schedule that's what's going to happen. But it's given for interpretation. It's not mukhlet. It's not decided exactly how much each ingredient will be there. It's up in the interpretation after the cast that in Zochu, it could all be Mikroyim and Lechayim Gei Yezarecho. Only Gei will have to be in a foreign land. They won't feel Hamish. Then I have to come to the second stage of Avodah Vino Oysa. The Tosfos is not Masalah, doesn't give us any details of how this works, but the Aruch Chaim HaKodesh in Parshas Lech Lecha, the Hemshech of the same one we mentioned before, that is Aruch Chaim, very interesting Aruch Chaim. Let's read you a bit in the Zerushayni. The Tam Shalai Yishir Kama Ma'avdus. Why didn't it say the exact measures? Dover Ze Eino Yishir Yechayin Mi Poter B'yoy Mechot. Say the Aruch Chaim HaKodesh Al Derech Onom Yamcho B'yoy Tzorah. I think that's what he means. If it's Yancho, Inu can be Yoyim Torah. One day of Torah a person can have, and it's Yancho, Yoyim Torah, it's considered Inu. So, if it says the Inu or Yisam, it could be Yoyim Torah one day. Umiyat HaShlosh HaDargish B'inyan Chelik HaZera Mukhrot Mashibud Ve'inu Ve'im Ovesay Yishvutim. That means, some will not have the Chlau, that part of the Shibud of the Inu, Ve'ashar, and some will be Chelik B'golus, and Chelik B'inu, Ve'in Shiul Izman Inu, Kim Yizku Yoyim Echod V'loy Yidushon. It could have been different than it was. It could have been that if Kaiser would have been Zaycha, the Golus, the Geir had to be. That would be 400 years, that was. Oh, but the Vodim in Oishom, it says, it had to be Mekuim, to be in one day. And it says, even Moshe Rabbeinu was a Chelik of the Inui. The Dash Gan Hain Tomu Dabarma, even Shevet Levi, Telmad, the Moshe, the Tikkur of Tevet Goyme, Asat Hayor is Goyme. It doesn't explain that. It seems that he's explained that that fact, that Moshe Rabbeinu himself had to be thrown into the river and suffer those Yisurim of the separation, that's also an Inui. And so even he was, so since it's up to interpretation, the Inui could have been in the easiest way if it was just to be Mikhaim the post. So those Kuntois, the first point was more that it's totally in the sphere of Tzal Yisrael. This whole Golus Mitzrayim, which was a preparation, although it was a preparation, but even this preparation, it's totally voimet. It depends on the maisim, if there'll be zoicha, if there won't be zoicha. So what does it depend? What is the zoicha, not zoicha? And what's the whole point again of the soul goes? So let's go back a bit to Parshas Vayechi. A very interesting Rashi, Zapia Chazal. I'll try to get some avona. I think we'll give us some light on the sukkah. Vayechi Yaakov Be'ez Mitzrayim Shvaaseh Shono. So it's Rashi, Lama Parshas Zustuma. As you know, whatever it means, it's Stuma. There's no space in between. It is two parshas, Yad HaKabbalah, it is two, like, Yigash Shafi, are two parshas, and there is no space in between. So what's Stuma? The Fisha Kivan Shinifta Yanko Avinu, Nistimu Einayim Velibom Shalisor Mitzoras Hashivut. That when Yanko Avinu was Nifta, so the eyes and the heart of his soul were blocked because of the Tzoras Hashivut, she's Chibu Shabbat. And this Rashi is very, very problematic. But it tastes Shem Fagin. We know, we mentioned before, as long as the Shvatim were alive, there's no Shibut. There's no Shibut. Called man to cut and see Shvatim Tayyim Shibut. So what Pshat, if she keeps it, Yanko is, Nistu my name, believe me, she's so much Shibut, she's keeping the Shabdom. So Rosh Hashanah Bala Tastes says, he's through the Shabdom Ktas. Ktas. A bit. I don't hear what the Tiyashim is taking to Pshuto. I mean, Nistimu Einayim V'Libom Shal Yisrael Mitzoras HaShibut. I mean, it looks like heavy work here to cause such a Nistimu Einayim Shebutat. And the Chlau, this Loshna Nistimu Einayim V'Libom. What does it mean, Nistimu Einayim V'Libom? We read last week, Leshawar Moshe Mikoy Tziruach Mavoy Dekosha. I mean, the influence what happens when a person it has a tough shibud, he's short of breath, he's not focused. Why is Chazal putting a stress on Nisma Einayim V'Libom? What does Einayim V'Libom have to do with it? The Gabi that in that the shibud should cause it. Well, Bechlau actually has another word in the Medish, it's very interesting, very short, short and sharp. Lama Parshas Ustuma, the Fishinifta Yaakov Yitzchak Hashibud. That's lost in the Medish. That's the Medish Shab. I looked, I don't find any other Medish which brings like Rashi brings it. Kivan Shnifti Yaakov Yitzchak Hashibut. Full stop. And Rashi adds on, the fish in Nisimim Mitzoras Hashibut, she's Chilu Shabbat. So this is Loshim, what's Tzoras Hashibut, what's Chilu Shabbat. Rashi is Oymed Oshayim. So there is a Yitzoy, the Chaim Baloshim, he says it in Nefesh HaChaim, in Sha'alof Perek Dalet, and he also is in the same lines, he did more marach in it, in his Zoshes Malach, his brought the end of Nefesh HaChaim, his Zoshes Fasliches, wrote on a few of his doshas before Slichas. And it goes like this. In Sha'arati, based on the Gemara, in Sanhedrin, it says that Nebuchadnezzar and Titus, they came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and they felt very good with themselves. Huh? We can come and destroy the house of the Rebbeinu Shalom. Just the Batsiv Omra, it wasn't you who did it. It was Eish, Yikides, Yikides, Kemech, Tchinos, Tchines, Ayei, Meis, Horato, the Loshan is there. And you say, you didn't do anything. The Beis HaMikdash was already destroyed. It was already milled. It's like taking flour which has been milled already and milled it again. You're not doing anything. It looks like it, but really you, nothing to do with you whatsoever. You just were, came along, and when you came along, it fell down. That's all. You did nothing, absolutely nothing. So such a time of loss, it's not just the shot is that it was ready, it was a gzeira. It wasn't that. Chazal, a very medrig in the loss, that exactly what it looks to us that Nebuchadnezzar did was already done, meaning to say that Klal Yisrael themselves had destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. That Lamai says the Klal Yisrael is the Beis HaMikdash, the Ruchnius of the Beis HaMikdash, the whole existence of the Beis HaMikdash is not just the walls and the roof, it's not the physical existence, it's the spiritual, the Ruchnius of the existence of the Beis HaMikdash. And that is not the walls, that is Klal Yisrael. And that depends solely on Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael go and do Averis and sin and go down from the Madrega, what actually they're doing, they are destroying the Beis HaMikdash HaPnimi. They are destroying the Ruchnius Beis HaMikdash, which is the Neshama of the Gashmi, the walls, and the physical, the materialistic Beis HaMikdash. So what the Chazal is telling us that it wasn't Nebuchadnezzar that destroyed it, it was Klal Yisrael themselves, that self-destruction of their Madrega and Ruchnius, which caused the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And he says also that we're in Golus. He says that the Ribbono Shel Olam cannot take us out of Geula before he takes down the Tsar of the Ummah that we are under. And when we go into Golus, he has to take up the Tsar. He gets an Aliyah that we're given into his, we're under his auspice, as I say, we're under his control. And the only way he can bring is by destroying that Tsar, by bringing him down from his Madreja. And he says how sad, Chaim Elozen says how sad it is that we are in the Golas and trying to get ourselves out of the Golas, and we, Rabbi Nisayin or Rabbim, all we're doing the whole time is giving more force and more courage and more power to that Tsar, which is counterproductive, is counterdestructive. We are destroying ourselves by giving the courage to our Vedas to that Tsar constantly. And how do we expect to get out of Golas? And he goes on and says this, he says. So the good one to take out of here, that is, when we see a Golas, when we see a Churban, when we see a physical development in this world, we have to realize that it's only a prayer yaitis, something which happened before in the spiritual world, which developed, and through that, then it manifests itself afterwards in the physical world. It's nothing to do with the physical, really. It's all in looking at development, it's all with the Torah Shemal. So Mamela, when we're talking about a Golas, we have to understand the Golas is not the physical Golas, the end of the story. The deeper problem is the Golas, of course, it's in the storm, the Golas Hashchina. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the Ruchnius Golas, which the Nafkamina is that the physical Golas sometimes it's out of our control, really. We can't, you know, Lev Melochim with some of the other seven. Of the Ruchnius Golas is completely in our hands. And the Churban, of course, we understand we did it through our failures, but we actually made the Churban exactly the way it came out afterwards. We did it with our Maisim, or not our Maisim, what we did wrong at the time. So when we're looking out for Golas, we have to put our, you know, don't look at the physical, how it comes out on the outside. You have to try to look with a oimik to analyze deeply from the inside what is the ruchnius factor which is causing what is happening here. Klal Yisrael, the Shiftei Kor, knew they were going down to Mitzrayim. They knew at one stage it will happen. They knew exactly, sometimes they know which land it will be exactly, but they knew something was going to happen. At one point, it's going to have to happen. But as we saw in the places and the Chaim HaKodesh, again, that's the reason for it. Vavodin Oysim was up for interpretation. For what? Because it's totally the Ma'asem Shal Yisrael. If it's Zachu, if you keep yourself like you should, then it won't have to get to such a stage where Vavodin Oysim. But if with your Zachu, through your actions, you will go down, then it will be Vavodin Oysim. And what does it depend on? It depends, and this is the point which we want to bring out in this Rashi, it depends how much we put ourselves into Golos. How much you really put ourselves into Golos. What is Golos? Golos is that we are Meshubit. We are under the rule of a Goy. So if the Ruchni is bigger, Golos has to come first, is what we are doing. We are taking ourselves and putting ourselves under the influence of a Goy. Now this can happen passively, it can happen actively, but this is a very dangerous thing. When we slowly, we're sitting behind Goyim, and we're slowly, it's penetrating the Ashkofa of a Goy, or the ideology of Goyim. And what's happening is, when we subordinate ourselves to that, and we start thinking in such a way, actually what we're doing is, we are being influenced. What is the Shibud? Shibud is that I am not in control. Someone else is in control. So when I'm in an influence from an exterior factor, what I'm doing really is I'm allowing myself to be controlled by something from outside. At that point, I become a shugat. That is a neshivat. Yaakov Avinu knew, and the Sfatim knew they're going to Mitzrayim, and this is a golus, and they have to be independent. And that's what we're talking about, to remain independent. How to remain independent? It's not a political issue. The issue is that we have to stay at the same kedusha of the shiftiko as we were from the beginning. So what happens? So now let's just imagine such a story. A boy, Enikul, Yaakov Avinu, comes home from school, from Cheder, and he says, Tati, Tati, look! Look at this new thing I have! Look at this new thing that just came out! This new tachikula! It has buttons, you push it, you play! Kishmar, can I get one? It's my friend, I borrowed it, can I use it? One second. Is this something appropriate? Is this Golus? Or is this that we're independent? What is the Ashpah that this stuff will happen on the Yiddish stoop that we have here? He says, you know what? We gotta go with Yaakov Avinu. I don't feel I have the power, understanding to really understand how far what's gonna happen with this. Let's go with Yaakov Avinu. Come to Yaakov, say to Yaakov. Yaakov looks at it, he thinks, and says, this shouldn't be. This is not appropriate. This is gold. This is where it's starting. This is where it's starting, being influenced. Being putting yourself in the influence of Mitzrayim. A girl comes home from school one day, says, Mommy, Sunday, want to go to Brent Cross? I want to buy something. There's a new thing. Everyone is buying this type of dress, etc. So, says, yeah, but that's looking rather far safer. No, it's all right. You know, it's mamish. It's 2 centimeters longer than a far safer, and it's 0.5 centimeter wider than a far safer. No problem. Not sure? Let's take the Yaakov Avinu. Is this something we're coming under the influence of Goyim or not? And Yaakov Avinu is one who will decide and say, this is appropriate, this is not appropriate. Stosh Teiko, Lama Parashas Estuma. Now look closely, so Maduik the words. Lefisha Kibas Nisi Yaakov Avinu Nistamu Einayan Velibam Shal Yisrael Mitzorat Hashibud. Because Yaakov Avinu was the eyes. Why is it eyes and lave? To see and to feel something that we couldn't feel with our eyes. We can't feel with our hearts. We did a Yaakov Avinu. Or when Yaakov Avinu is not there anymore, Nistamu. It doesn't mean from the Shibud, the difficulties of Shibud. However, we couldn't see the Shibud. Nistamu Einayim V'Liban Shel Yisrael Mitzoras HaShibud. From seeing the Tzoras, the thing that's coming. Tishkinu L'Shabdom. But they can't see it yet. Only Yaakov Avinu can see it. And that's where it's Tumah. Because here is the beginning of the real Golos. Nistamu Einayim V'Liban Shel Yisrael Mitzoras HaShibud. That is the beginning of the Golos. So therefore, when we say Zachu, ki be Yitzchak, and if not Zachu, Avodim in Oysom, that all depends on this. How open we are, how our eyes are working, how our lave is feeling, are we being influenced by Goy or not influenced by Goy? I once thought, maybe in Miyash another Nekut, they'll say the kid to Nimrod, that we find by Yosef, straight from the Sharim, Sasemes, other psalms, they say it also, they say this notion that Yosef Atari was a Tzadik Nistor. Tzadik was a Tzadik Nistor. Some types it up from south of the Sarah. He was like an undercover agent in a way. He was just trying to get them not concentrate on what he really was. And I think even the Shemesh Shmuel goes so right to say, if I'm not mistaken, I won't quote, I'm not sure, but there is, I saw in the song to say, that Lu Yitzhu, that the Shvatim, would have recognized the true madrega of Yosef HaTzadik, it could have avoided so much of the friction, maybe even avoided the ganze machlokes between the brothers. And I'm saying it to myself when I see this, how do you say such a thing? I mean, we know that you know, if you're a person who's not to do things, he has to be aware of his surroundings. He can just be a tzaddik and do whatever he wants and let people think about him whatever he wants. And if it's true that this is a tzaddik, it hid his madrega, and that's one of the reasons why the brothers, it irritated them because they thought he's telling a Musa, what happened to him? I mean, don't ask him to be tzaddik. I mean, tzaddik is the chat between us and the imam is he thought it was a chas v'shalom, who knows what. What happened did he have to do that? Why was he doing this? Wasn't he aware that this is causing sinna? They think you think you're above us here. Who are you? You could have to say, oh yeah, you know I am here. Just one chance to get to say, but he had no. It seems he was going out of his way to hide himself. Why? With who is not the thing to do this? Don't know if this is the right answer, but I thought to myself like this. They knew they were going down to Mitzrayim. They knew there was a Geyer Zeracha. And we know El-Tol B'Tzach Yosef says in the story that Yosef was the spearhead, was the Lahava, Sikh Chazal. He was the Lahava, which is going to be continuation of Yankov Avinu, the Koyach of Yankov Avinu. So, and Yankov Avinu had designated Yosef called Torah Shalom Mishem Veva, they said to the Torah of the Golos, he taught it to Yosef. He knew how it would develop, how it will happen, we don't know. But Yosef is the one who's going to help him through this Golos. So Yosef accepted the position. How do you survive in a Golos for 22 years? 22 years to be in a Golos in Mitzrayim with nothing. Not a letter from your father, not a phone call, not a fax, not an internet, garnished. It was even a Meshulach who came to Mitzrayim. A Meshulach in his garden. No, a Meshulach comes and says, Hashem Avod. You put the smile on your face. And nothing. 22 years in Golos. How is it possible? You know how it's possible? That even when he lived between his Shifti Kod, the Heilige Bruder, the Kedoshim Elyoim, he was absolutely not influenced one bit from his brothers. He didn't do his Avodah Hashem because all his brothers did it. He did it because it was from the previous Lubavitcher. He was completely independent in his Avodah Hashem. Only when you're independent, your Avodah Hashem, when you're in the house of Yaakov, you can go down to Mitzrayim and be independent when you're in Mitzrayim. And that he knew it, and he had no other choice. It's not for me to decide. And that first society was he completed the right decision, etc. Because it did cross sin, whatever. But his Mahalach Mashal was that he had to be independent completely. And that's it. Everything had to do with the Oymek and with the Pneumius. So it's Kuntay Sazoy that the Achana of the Golos and the talents of any Golos, that's what it is. The Bunyan puts it in the Yisrael. And he says, you're going to be independent. Not an independent state. Independence. Meaning you say your Vedisham has to be completely Pneumius, not influenced by exterior factors. If we're Zoicha, we stay there. If not, I'm sorry. You're not challenged enough. You're taking it for granted. You have to go into Golos. You have to go back into Golos. Golos was trying. What was it? It was to prepare yourself. You don't have a land. You're not on your own. But you have to learn to be independent. It doesn't matter what's going on outside of you. You stay the Yid you're supposed to be. You're completely independent of Avodas Hashem. If you're not Zoicha, so you have to go back to the Golos, where you're challenged, where it's difficult, where it's hard, where the Goyim are persecuting you. But we stand fast and we say, no, Yid, that mechazik, that gives us, we are Geulim. Geulim shat you are independent. So it comes out, the mic I want to say is that it's all one cycle. Golos Geulim is one Nekuda. The Boyin Hashem wants to build the Klal Yisrael who is completely independent. Yes, absolutely independent. But independent of what? The Ulim is Shatmi, independent of Avodas Hashem. We can serve the Avodas Hashem not because this one is looking, this one's going to tell me so. I serve Hashem because I have a relationship directly to the Avodas Hashem. And our relationship is so strong that there's no influence from exterior influence which can be mashpi on me and change my tzur of Avodah to change my opinion. So we have two choices. We can do it through a Geula if we work on it. And if like it's not, we have to go back to the mountain of Golos Mitzrayim, where we have to do it in a way where we have to be challenged and constantly battered on and hit, and we have to stand up for our Yiddishkeit because we have the premiers. The Eibush will help him, that we're now in Golos, we should help ourselves in the way we can to strengthen our Avodas Hashem with the premiers, with the Amkes, to analyze and become very strong in Avodas Hashem, and that by the time we are the Ulim, we'll be Zeva to the Geulah of Hashem.